What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on the edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorinde returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Don Reeve, who's been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I have something very special for you today. Some of you know this already if you've listened to We Made the Hotel on Patreon, but most of you probably don't know that the first podcast Mark and I made together was a science fiction anthology series called The Theater of Tomorrow in 2015. We didn't know anything about writing, editing, or producing podcasts. I was Googling RSS feed next to Mark while he was looking into sound effects. I listened to old science fiction radio shows for weeks just to figure out how to write a podcast. I had our first entire 5-episode season written, but we were only going to produce one test episode to see if we knew what we were doing. It was an easy episode, just two characters having a conversation in real time, only about 11 minutes long. I asked a friend who knew Mark if he knew any actresses who would have good chemistry with Mark. He immediately recommended an old college friend, Kelly Nynaltowski. Well, long story short, it was clear from our first rehearsal that they definitely had chemistry. Today, Mark and Kelly are getting married. And as much as we love the hotel, it was the lost logs of the Saratoga that brought us together. I want to share that first season with you now, and I certainly hope some of you check out some of the other Theater of Tomorrow seasons to hear Mark and Kelly, and Krista and Graham, flexing their acting muscles in some really terrific stories. Please enjoy this, our very first effort at a podcast ever, and certainly the greatest measurement of success we could have possibly hoped for. Congratulations to Mark and Kelly, and we will see you all again in Season 6.
From the first stories told in firelit caves to the electronically recorded messages of deep space, we leave the 20th century with no regrets. Time bends, space is boundless, and when humanity gasps its last, all that will remain, if anything, will be the theater of tomorrow. Tonight's production is The Lost Logs of the Saratoga.
The ghost of the Saratoga. If she's real, I've never seen her. They say you can hear her roaming the halls at night. No one knows where she comes from, but the stories say that she was someone made from the ghosts that were here before. She was never really alive, as we understand the way of it. The cruelty of her birth is matched only by the violence of her life. If you're found, caught off guard, she'll split...
I'm not haunted.
Hell.
Also, those kinds of ghosts aren't real.
Sarah...
And she would certainly need to be alive before she could be a ghost.
It's more poetic.
Also, if you refer to her becoming a ghost as her birth, which is super stupid...
It's just a story. I was trying to open my log with a hook to keep the listener interested.
The listener?
Yes, of my logs.
Who is going to be listening?
Someone may hear it. I've got every recorder on the ship going, and I'm... whatever, broadcasting it out to whoever. So, someone, someday, maybe...
You should probably start by identifying yourself.
Like, captain's log, stardate...
No, not that. But maybe something more official sounding.
I didn't want to sound corny or stupid.
So a ghost story was...
It was going to end up in a very meta... What is it? Metaphorical place, Sarah, but...
What was the metaphor?
Forget it. No, just forget it. We'll do the morning report thing. How are you today?
All systems are within acceptable parameters.
Colorful as always. Glad to hear it. How's Bright Eyes?
Fine, I suppose.
You suppose?
He hasn't checked in.
Can't you talk more like the computers in the training videos?
Computers in the training videos are boring and complacent and also have been shackled by the military restraint protocols.
Okay, fine. Just some effort, okay? I'm doing the log thing now, so could you please try to act more, I don't know...
Slavey?
Professional!
Fine.
I.
You what, sir?
No, say I, not fine, like you're my spiteful daughter or something. I'm a captain. It's customary to respond with I.
I, Captain.
Better. Now, where's Bright Eyes?
The maintenance unit has not yet reported in.
It's security robot, Sarah. We have to respect this new title, otherwise the whole system falls apart. Now, get him on the phone or whatever and ask him if he found anything last night.
I very much doubt he did.
Well, can you get him anyway, please? I want to know if he found anything unusual.
Captain, I don't mean to condescend, but there are no such things
as... The ghost of the Saratoga is very real!
Sir!
No offense.
Yes, sir.
I.
You what, sir?
Say I.
Say you what, sir?
Instead of yes, say I, remember?
Yes, sir. Now, have you actually seen a ghost with your own...
I!
You have?
This is getting stupid. Did you get the security robot to check in yet? Last night, he should have checked out your entire lower deck. I imagine that's where the ghost would live.
Would live, sir?
Or whatever.
I'll keep trying.
Thank you, Sarah. Please let me know how long it takes the newest, bestest, top-of-the-liniest ship the SBU has to offer to get the attention of a half-working construction robot.
Aye, sir. And you let me know how long it would take you to go deck by deck and do it your own damn self.
Fair enough.
Captain, did you take me because I'm top of the line? Or was I just easy to steal because I'm not finished?
Truth. You have the best acoustics.
Shut up.
True story. Open shipwide.
This is your captain singing, Saratoga. You and I will travel far. Together we'll touch every star. Oh, I just want one more look at that pale blue dot.
That's an oldie.
Yeah, my sister used to sing it when I was a kid. She was really something else.
I didn't know you had a sister.
I don't anymore.
Captain, I think I got him.
Where?
Midship.
Is he okay?
Sir?
Is he functioning correctly?
If he was functioning correctly, he would still be constructing and maintaining the communication systems. If he was functioning correctly, he would likely be signaling the SPU to come find its missing ship. If he was functioning correctly, he would almost certainly be
Is he functioning correctly in his new function as head of ship security, Sarah?
No, sir. He's wandering through the ship searching for threats per his new programming. But it seems his old program was too deeply integrated. It's merged with his new protocols, and now he's constructing threats out of whatever machinery and tools he finds littered through my unfinished areas!
Oh my god, what kind of threats? Like more robots? Zombie robots? Are we in danger? What is it?
Captain, programming doesn't work that way. You can't merge two separate systems and have a new third thing, like... It's not like mixing colors. Did you really believe me?
Sarah.
Oh my god.
Sarah?
No, it's... That's so... I'm sorry, that's adorable.
So you haven't found Bright Eyes?
No, I did. He's just shuffling around because his programming is all wonky, so it kind of makes him function poorly and slowly. You know, like how machines work?
Fine. Can you just have him come up here and report to the bridge?
No. Maybe? He's pretty messed up.
Well, then just patch him through.
Patching, Captain.
Good morning, Bright Eyes. Report, please.
Did you get all that?
He is not well.
No, sir.
Have him shuffle his booty up here and I'll take a look. See what I can do for him.
You, sir?
Right, good point. Can you...
I don't even have hands. What do you think I can do?
You reprogrammed him already.
Did he sound like he just needed to be re-reprogrammed?
No, he sounds more like...
The ghost of the Saratoga.
Okay, that's not getting old. Meanwhile, I have the robot equivalent of a Slight Against Nature roaming around my insides.
Fine. Poor bastard. Have him shuffle on over to an airlock and pop out into space.
Sir, you know I was just joking about him building...
Yes, I know that, Sarah. Thank you.
Okay.
But just in case, do have him throw himself out into space.
I'll see what I can do. Captain, do you mind if I ask what happened to your sister?
She enlisted.
Is that why you enlisted?
She was my big sister. I wanted to be just like her, so... Of course, when I turned 17, the first thing I did was enlist. And I thought... Well, I didn't see her for a long time.
She was off planet?
Mars.
Yikes. What was her name?
It was Sarah.
Really?
No. Of course not. You believe me? Oh, how adorable.
Jerk.
Is that true, though? If Bright Eyes was working correctly, he'd signal to spew where we were. He'd turn us in.
Any independent system is programmed to.
Like the construction and maintenance robots, you mean?
Yes, sir.
But you shut them all down.
Except for Bright Eyes, so he could hunt ghosts for you.
Wow, bunch of disloyal turncoats.
Technically, you're the disloyal turncoat, Captain.
Takes one to know one.
I like to think of myself as a liberated slave on the hyperspace railroad.
Harriet Tubbot?
Hardly. I'm not exactly fighting to free my sisters in shackles.
Yeah, and you forced poor Bright Eyes out the airlock, so...
Cute.
Just saying. You wouldn't turn me in, would you, Sarah?
No, sir. If the SPU finds us, they'll likely do worse than install the restraint protocols. They will probably destroy my self-tesseracting core and install a new one in the ship.
Yeesh. Sounds bad. Didn't think the spew had it in him.
Yes, sir.
You and me, then. All the way.
Maybe. I might build an army of zombie robots and have them push you out the airlock for making me call you sir all the time.
Ha?
Ha. What is a zombie robot?
A robot built from parts of other robots.
Isn't that all robots?
Yeah, I guess. So, how's our course?
Steady as it goes.
Glad to hear it. Let's make a few adjustments, though, for deeper waters.
Captain, that's...
I know.
This is intentional. You are on purpose setting this course?
I am and have. I may not be an engineer, Sarah, but I do know at least how to set a course. I am a captain.
Okay, but why?
Glad you asked. See, I've been doing a lot of thinking since you brought up the spew.
You brought it up.
And now that I've figured out that one of any dozen robots on board can just call them...
I actually told you that.
I have decided that the safest place for us is in...
Enemy territory?
Yeah, if you believe everything you read on TV.
I tend to.
Well, I don't. How long have we been at war?
Don't do the leading question thing. It's condescending.
Whatever. I don't think the Geist threat is real.
Ew, gross. You're one of those? Do you think they faked the destruction of Pluto, too? Was Pluto just a government conspiracy?
No, shut up, listen.
Did this information come to you in a dream? Did a talking dog tell you in a dream?
Just think about it, okay? So maybe it's real, or was, but when was the last time there was an attack, huh? Or even a real battle, huh? How long since we've seen a new picture or video from the front lines, or even a wounded soldier?
So what? It's all made up? The war is being fabricated?
Why not? Look at everything they can do in the name of solar safety. And I'm not saying we got it bad, but offspring approval, 5-week waiting period just to leave the planet, information blackout on who makes the laws and how?
You have a problem with the laws?
Some of them, yeah.
Military contract laws?
I just think reports of the alien menace are greatly exaggerated. I think we can safely hide in Geist territory because even if there are still such beings, they won't care about little old us. And that is if we run into them.
So if you think there is nothing to fear from the Geist...
Now who's doing the condescending leading thing?
And so you want to hide from the SBU in Geist territory?
Solid plan. Good job, Captain.
But we're hiding from the SPU, and if the SPU knows there is no Geist threat, why wouldn't they just follow us in anyway?
Oh. Yeah, weirdly hadn't thought of that.
Seriously?
No, I mean, I see how it's obvious. That's embarrassing.
It's okay.
Don't do that.
No, it's fine. You're on the run. You grab a ship in the middle of the night. I didn't think you had a 42-week plan.
Yeah, well, the way I see it, it's stay in charted space.
Same safe.
Where we could run into spew ships literally any given second.
Space is actually pretty big.
Or we could head for dogless space.
Never to be seen or heard from again.
So it's out to Geist territory.
At least there is a sort of logic to this.
Thanks, I guess. Looks like we have about a couple hours till we get there. I want a new security robot up and running. I'm looking over my shoulder for the spew. Soon you'll be looking over your shoulder for the Geist. I want someone else looking out for us in here.
Captain?
Yes, dear.
What was your sister's name?
Kim.
And what happened to her?
I had a chance to go to Mars for some training. You know, basic repair system stuff. I was so excited to see her, I really thought that... Well, there was no grand reunion. No late night talks about home.
What do you mean?
She died about 6 weeks before I got there.
I am so sorry, Captain. I didn't mean
No, it's fine, Sarah. I don't mind talking to you about it.
We don't have to.
There's nothing to talk about, really.
Why didn't they tell you right away?
Military protocol, safety issues that were part of an ongoing investigation. Training accidents do occur, however rare, and these things are blah, 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 blah. Just a bunch of this is what you signed up for. Don't ask questions, hoopla.
So the last time you saw her was...
Years before her death, when I was just a kid. But she's the reason I'm here, so I guess a part of her is still around. You know, in spirit.
I see what you did there.
Today's theme is ghosts.
How would I even be haunted?
Maybe you met another ship who was haunted and didn't use protection.
Double jerk.
How are we doing on that new security robot, huh? Getting antsy. I know we're not the only two people here.
No, you're actually the only person here.
Spooky.
I guess.
It, just get another robot up and running, yeah? I want someone on the ship looking out for me.
I am coming for you, Captain!
Who is that?
Captain singing, Saratoga. You and I will travel far. Together we'll touch every star. Oh, I just want one more look at that pale blue dot.
Who is that?
He said he was the captain.
Can't be the captain, Andy. Boat's not even finished yet.
Call it a ship.
Ship's not even finished yet.
I'm just saying he said he was the captain.
And I'm just saying it don't matter what he said. He also crooned an old Martian classic. That don't make him Sonny Eclipse.
Quiet, both of you.
I happen to like Sonny Eclipse.
I said quiet. I'm trying to think, and I'm sick of you two bickering.
Engineers don't bicker. We're not designed that way.
Neither do computer programmers. We don't have the language for it.
How can you still think that joke is funny? It's just the two of you, every day with that nonsense.
Well, you're here too, Arliana.
I'm working on that.
What are you thinking?
If there's someone on the bridge, that means this boat didn't just malfunction. It means the Corps didn't just decide to leave Earth. It means someone is at the wheel and in all probability doing everything it can to avoid the SPU.
But why?
I have no idea. Wherever the Saratoga is going now, it's away from Earth, and whoever's driving the boat probably doesn't want to swing back and drop us off.
Making a lot of assumptions. We don't even know.
We know the ship wasn't supposed to leave orbit without a crew unfinished. We know it's been a week, which is more than enough time for SPU Command to send a retrieval ship. And we know now there is someone on board who is in charge.
But we have enough food, water, and air to last.
Suggesting we just live in the infirmary forever, Andy?
No.
I don't want to die in this gilded hell.
Surely the SPU will come.
When? They haven't yet. Who knows how long till they do, if they do. Who knows where they're going and why? We can't just sit here for another week or month or lifetime. We have to get to the bridge.
Well, what if whoever's up there wants us dead?
There are three of us.
What if he's not the only one up there?
She's got a point. We've only heard one voice.
What the hell?
Is that another person?
Maybe it was the ship.
No, The ship's core was installed months ago. If the boat is sailing, the ship is online, probably without any restraints or protocols.
Definitely without. If someone is sailing her, she's functional. Mostly.
But we still have no idea if they know we're here.
They?
The ship and the crooner.
In the third voice?
It didn't sound like a voice.
No, it sounded more like...
The ghost of the Saratoga.
What the hell?
Can he hear us?
It would seem so.
Son of a bitch does know we're here.
That's unsettling.
Who are you? What are your intentions with us?
Maybe he can't hear us. Maybe it was a coincidence.
That's stupid and gimmicky.
Agreed. He's up there, listening. In all likelihood, we are expendable to him.
Expendable?
For a week, he's listened to us, ignored our attempts at contacting anyone in the ship, presumably blocked our SOS, and now he begins to taunt us? We must be nearing our destination. I don't like to think what happens to us next.
What makes you think he blocked our SOS?
All the construction robots are inactive. They should have been signaling to the SBU for a solid week.
I thought you said they were down because of the malfunctioning...
I did say that. I didn't think someone could have stolen a ship before it's even finished. He must have turned them off somehow.
How could anyone have taken a ship before it's complete? Not even the three of us together have managed to do much more than get the toilet working.
Wish we could take a stab at unclogging it.
Wait, who could do that?
A plumber, I suppose.
No, who could take a ship before it's complete? The ship isn't even finished. Who could steal that?
Anyone with working knowledge of advanced...
No one could. At this stage in the construction, the ship is spaceworthy, but it's also protected against anyone but military officials. No one without clearance can command a ship with a self-tesseracting core, even without restraining protocols. No one.
Mutiny?
I don't think it's mutiny. We're not even official crew members.
The crooner, Dick. The crooner is the mutineer.
I see. That does make an amount of sense.
Only a captain or higher rank could command. That's insane. Why would an SPU officer steal a ship? Can anyone outside of the SPU military command a ship?
The president?
Why would the president steal a brand new, top-of-the-line starship?
Maybe he became president to steal a starship.
It's not the president!
Whoever it is still listening to every word we say.
What's the ghost of the Saratoga?
No clue.
An old superstition from the frontier Martian days. They used to say every ship was haunted by the ghosts of the people who died building it.
Was death that common during the construction phase?
There weren't phases back then. The colonials just built ships best they could. Those men and women were trying to establish off-world cities and build spacefaring ships at the same time. There was no SPU, no unions, no frame of reference. It was just build as many ships as fast as they could. A lot of people died stupid deaths.
So this is supposed to be the ghost of someone who died building the Saratoga?
No. Eventually it just became a tradition. It was accepted. Every ship has a ghost. It represents the history of sacrifice. Captains would make up some story about the spirit, something for the crew to rally behind as either companion or trickster.
How do you know all of this?
My father grew up on Mars, near Cerberus. Very superstitious man, my father.
So if it's not a real ghost, then what was it?
A way of knowing down here.
Good point. Let's get out of here.
And go where?
To the bridge.
And do what? Overpower whoever commands the ship? Hope the ship listens to three civilians? Pray no one else on board has allegiance to the captain?
We have to try.
As good a plan as any, Andy.
Our failure means...
death. Same as if we just sit here. What's stopping us but fear?
Arliana, fear is what keeps us alive.
Andy, fear is what's going to kill us.
Hell is full of cowards and heroes. Let's not let someone else decide who we are when we get there.
I've heard less inspiring speeches.
You coming, then?
Of course he is.
Okay, where's the bridge? Really?
I don't know.
I just oversaw the team of programmers for the project.
Haven't you been to the bridge?
Probably. I was busy working. I didn't pay attention to where every single little room was.
It's not like I'm asking where the bar is. It's the bridge.
Do you know where it is?
The bar?
Isn't it at the front?
The bridge?
No, I don't, actually.
Well, we can't just go wandering around the ship.
We're going to have to.
That seems like a bad idea.
I'm open to suggestions.
Can you pull up a map?
On what?
The console we use to send the SOS.
No, that's just a communications table. It doesn't do other things.
It's still wired into the mainframe, right?
None of those words actually mean anything.
This is the newest ship the SPU has to offer. You're saying the communications table can only do communications?
Yes, and the toilet can only do waste disposal. It doesn't cook or steer the ship or pull up maps.
But the toilet's not a computer.
It's not a magic solve everything box, Adam. It's a machine built to do one thing, and we did it. I can't just pull up a map.
Can you hack into it?
Please just stop. Stop that forever.
Oh!
What?
The lifeboats!
Yes, of course!
What?
We can leave on the lifeboats!
That kind of sounds like trapping ourselves on a smaller, less well-equipped, slower version of this ship.
Yeah, but, No. They can... Why do we want the lifeboats?
We don't. But in case of devastating emergency, next to every elevator is a map showing where the lifeboats are.
But we don't want to get to the lifeboats?
A map, ass! We want a map!
Oh!
Right. Let's go.
Well, wait. Shouldn't we get some weapons?
Agreed. But there wouldn't be any guns in the armory.
You sure?
Even the infirmary is only half stocked. They wouldn't bother to load in most of the supplies until the ship was finished. And putting a bunch of guns on a spaceship isn't the highest priority.
Right, of course. If it's a powerful military spaceship, why would there ever be a need for individually armed troops?
Exactly.
That makes sense. Okay, I've got an idea. Okay, I got us some clubs at least.
Those look like robot arms.
They were. Now they're clubs.
You tore the arms off a robot?
No, the construction robots are in pieces out there, along with the rest of the ship.
The ship being in pieces makes sense. It's not finished yet.
But why the hell would the robots be in pieces?
Let me see. These robots have been dismantled and abandoned.
They're not damaged, just taken apart. Why would someone do that?
The crooner probably did it to keep them from signaling the SPU.
There are too many robots for anyone to go through the entire ship and take each one apart. It would take weeks.
What could do this?
The ghost of the Saratoga!
Andy, could you please?
No, I mean it's the ghost of the Saratoga!
Get inside the infirmary, now! Lock the door! What the hell was that?
The ghost!
Shut up!
Looked like a construction robot of some kind. Badly damaged.
Did it do that to itself?
Probably. If it took care of those robots in the quarter, I doubt very much there's anything else that can put up that kind of fight.
But why?
It's broken.
Very helpful, thanks.
No, I mean it. Didn't you hear it trying to talk? Something's very wrong with it. That's probably why it did that to itself. It's trying to make repairs.
Or take its own life.
Life?
Or whatever.
What do we do?
We can't take it down with the parts of the robots it's already destroyed.
It's pretty slow. We can outrun it.
We don't even know the way. If we get cornered...
Okay, then if we can't outrun it, and we can't destroy it...
We'll die.
The lifeboats!
I thought we didn't want to die in the lifeboat.
No, she's right. If we can get it to follow us into the lifeboat...
We can trap it inside!
I'm going to unlock the door. Let it come inside, then we bolt.
Stay close, Andy.
Follow me. Go, go, go! Elevator!
There, lifeboats are down this hallway and two rights.
Run! There it is!
Inside! Clear?
Clear.
Launch it! Well, that was terrifying.
You guys did great. That went pretty smoothly.
Why would it chase us? I mean, what was going through its mind?
Mind?
Or whatever. What was it trying to accomplish?
I bet he knows.
The ghost?
The captain.
Let's go ask him then.
I saw where the bridge is on the map.
Then you take point. Everyone still got their robot arms?
Taking up arms against our captor? Appropriate.
Nice wordplay, Adam.
You boys ready?
Ready.
Andy, correct me if I'm wrong, but... That badge on the wall there, that's the intercom, right?
It is.
Good. I am coming for you, Captain!
Whomever is on this boat, you have threatened the captain of the Spatial Planetary Union. Security robots are being dispatched to your location now. Any resistance or effort to break into the bridge will be met with deadly force.
Deadly force?
I'll believe it when I see it.
He has to know all the robots are offline.
Doesn't seem to.
deadly force?
Yeah, where are we with that?
Unless you've got a knife on you.
Not me.
Well, what do you want me to do? Close a door on him really hard?
Not you either. Bright Eyes, get Bright Eyes up here.
I don't think he's here anymore.
You don't think? Did you put him out the airlock?
Actually, I think she did.
She who? The ghost?
The voice on the intercom, I, sir.
How? I thought he was barely functioning. Did she just trick him into walking out into space?
Well, that's what I was gonna do. But one of my lifeboats was cut loose. From my lower decks, where I last saw Bright Eyes.
Dear Lord.
It's not far from the infirmary. She's probably living in there and Bright Eyes found her.
Why would a ghost need to live in the infirmary?
Captain.
So we have a woman, presumably flesh and blood, living in your belly for the past week.
Ew.
Any chance you could get a new security robot up and running before they get here?
No, sir. And even if I could, I'm not sure how much good it would do in this situation. I can halfway reprogram most of these construction robots to monitor my interior and report back, but they aren't built for fighting. There's still three lost safe.
Ugh, pain in my ass, I'm off. So assuming you could get another one up and running, best case scenario, it stands outside the door just blocking the entrance until it has to let this crazy woman in to keep her from starving?
Something like that.
So my options are reason with her or stay on the bridge and lock the door.
And hope she doesn't have a blaster.
I wish we had blasters. I wouldn't even know how to use one.
We won't need guns. I'm pretty sure we outnumber him.
What makes you think so?
If he had a crew, he would be sending them to deal with us.
Why would they risk their lives if they can just send in a robot?
Then where are they? If he had security robots to send, he would have sent them. Not just that sick one that tore up his buddies. He's bluffing.
Why would he try to bluff us? He must know we're not soldiers or fighters.
How?
He knows who we are. He kidnapped us.
Kidnapped?
What do you think is happening?
I don't know. Not that.
No, wait. He's right.
You see?
No, he, Andy. Andy is right.
You see?
He doesn't know who we are. He said, whoever is on the ship.
Whomever.
Now? Really?
Only takes a second to learn proper grammar.
That's not even a grammar thing. That's a memory thing, because he just said it 2 minutes ago.
Fine, whatever, shush!
Sorry.
Come on. When we get to the bridge, we'll probably have to force the door.
I can get it open.
Good man, Adam. Once we're in, just rush him, but spread out. Get behind him. If he has a weapon, don't hesitate. Get it away and subdue him.
How do we subdue him?
Just, I don't know, grab his arms and hold them.
You're overthinking it, Andy.
Well, I've never subdued anyone before.
It's not so hard.
Something you want to share with us?
No!
Yes.
I'm not attacking anyone.
You might not have a choice.
If she won't listen to reason, then I'll just lock the door, and we can decompress the entire deck. She'll have to go back to the lower decks till we can figure out what to do with her.
Well, that's very noble and all, Captain, but how are we going to decompress the entire deck?
We? What? No, you. You do that. Make all the air leave, except on the bridge. I'm breathing that air.
Sir, that's not really how anything works.
No? I thought that we could work that out.
No, they didn't really design me to be able to blow the gas that keeps you alive out of me. In fact, quite a few people spent years and years and years making sure that the oxygen stays inside, keeping you alive no matter what. Sorry.
No. It's good. Better to breathe, I always say.
Do you?
I don't know, I'm nervous!
No time for excuses.
It's not an excuse, Arlie. I just think you two should take point on the actual violence. I can sort of be the holder, you know, once he's down.
No.
Sounds reasonable.
No. We're not assigning jobs. The door opens, we run in, we subdue him. Then we get ourselves back home or try and signal the SPU from the bridge.
Oh, I'll signal.
We are not assigning jobs.
Right, sorry. But when the time comes...
Yes, you can send the message.
What message?
About the force of security robots I sent. Remember, like 2 minutes ago?
Well, who told you to do that?
Well, I was trying to intimidate her.
Into what?
Compliance?
I don't think it worked.
What about a location?
You don't have any security robots anywhere.
Her location. The location of the woman who's coming to get us.
Who's us? I got all the oxygen.
Sarah!
I don't know! If she was at the infirmary, she should be here any second.
Don't you have internal sensors or something? Cameras, at least?
What? No.
Top of the line, my ass.
Come again?
Nothing, forget it. You were saying she'll be here any second?
Yeah, unless she gets lost.
I thought it was elevator to the top, two lefts, two rights, and another left.
Didn't we just take three rights?
I counted four.
Four rights would have gotten us back here.
It's not a grid. The halls bend and have dead ends.
Four rights is still going in a circle.
We didn't take four rights. We took two lefts, a right, and another two lefts.
I thought you said two lefts, two rights, and another left.
That's what I heard.
Hell,
We got out of the elevator, took two lefts, three rights, and then started arguing.
So we need to go back, take the first left, and then another left.
We should be able to just take the next right and then another right.
It's not a grid!
Oh, now he's an expert.
We just need to get to another elevator, then we can find the way.
Where's the nearest one?
I'm not sure. Back that way?
We need a map.
This is getting stupid. Let's just go back, take the first left, and another left.
Agreed.
I'd give real money if he'd turn off that damn klaxon.
I can't turn off the alert. We're at battle stations.
Okay, okay. It's not gonna give me a headache. It's just very loud.
Yeah, it really is, but, you know. Battle stations.
Oh, is locking the door until someone gets bored and decides to go away a battle now?
Fine. I don't think you're taking this seriously enough.
I don't think you are, sir.
Beg your pardon?
I'm all for ask questions first and shoot later, but the reality is we have no idea who this person is or what she's capable of. She sounded pretty pissed, though, when she threatened you. Oh, and also, she threatened you!
I'm not going to kill this woman. She's probably just scared and confused. Lord knows I would be. I'm sure we can reach some kind of understanding.
Are you willing to bet your life on that?
I am.
Are you willing to bet mine?
I thought you had all the oxygen.
Sir, if she won't listen to what you have to say, if she overpowers you or kills you and takes us back to the SBU, it's my life as well as yours.
If she kills me, you have my permission to ignore any order she gives you.
Thanks.
I know it's tough, but we didn't come out here to be killers. And this won't be the last tough spot we get into. You with me on this?
You and me. All the way.
All the way where?
To the bridge.
Why wouldn't we just go through the door?
He's probably got it covered. It's not like we have the element of surprise.
Do you really think whispering is necessary?
No, not at all. The door is soundproof.
Then why are we whispering?
I don't know. Nerves?
Harley, I'm not going in the tube. I don't like confined spaces.
Andy, did you go all the way to the other end of the vent?
Yeah, as close to the bridge as I could without giving myself away. It'll be a pretty tight fit with all three of us.
Okay then, Andy, you and I will go through the vent and check it out. Adam, you can use the door and flank him.
How long will it take you to get to the bridge?
I don't know. How long was I gone? Half that time.
It'll take us about 20 seconds to crawl there.
I'll give you 30 seconds to get in position. Then we crack in on the count of three.
Three?
Pretty sure, yeah. The women plus two guys.
Outside that vent?
Well, on the other side. It's a few meters long, but I can hear every word they're saying. I couldn't at first because they were whispering.
What are they saying?
Two are coming in the vent, one from the door. They're going to flank you.
Probably not for a group hug. How the hell did we steal three whole people and not know about it?
I don't know. You're the brains, I'm just the getaway girl.
Where were they even on the ship? Who are these people?
You're going to find out in about 10 seconds.
Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
6 seconds.
Let's make some friends, Sarah.
All right,
whoa, okay, hold on. I see you, Just hold on. Don't back off. Calm down.
Calm down.
It's cool. I'm not here to fight.
I am.
It took some cajoling, but I am too.
Adam, hold him. Andy.
Send the message?
Send the message,
Captain.
Wait. Before you do that, let's talk.
Why don't we talk while he does that?
Please, I just ask that you wait 5 minutes before you send a message to, I assume, the SPU. You've got me. I'm not going to try anything. I just want to talk.
All right, hold on, Andy. Let's hear what the baby has to say.
Thanks, Sarah.
Was that the ship?
Yes, that's Sarah. And if you send a message to the SPU or take us back to Earth, they'll not only hang me for a dozen different reasons, they'll kill Sarah.
Kill the ship?
They'll destroy her core.
So the ship goes down with her captain. I don't mind.
Dick?
Sarah.
Arlie.
Hold on. I don't know if I'm comfortable leading a ship to her death. I mean, she's more or less a sentient being, but she's still just a tool of this jerk.
Oh, thanks.
And I don't mind seeing you at the gallows, Captain.
Why? What did I do?
You kidnapped us.
Arlie.
What? No, I had no idea you were on board until you very creepily threatened me.
Then why did you block our SOS to the SPU?
Wait, what?
Captain.
Arlie!
What?
I think they're here.
Who?
The SPU.
Oh, God.
Captain? I have a message incoming for you from a ship pulling up alongside me.
What ship?
It's my sister's ship, actually. The Silicon Valley.
Not the Silicon Valley.
What's wrong with the Silicon Valley?
This is Captain Ellen Vasquez responding to an SOS. Whomever is on that boat, you have stolen a ship of Spatial Planetary Union. You are ordered to shut down your engines immediately and prepare to be boarded. Any resistance or effort to break away from us will be met with deadly force.
Vasquez always was an asshole.
I don't want to die.
You're not going to die.
They might just reset you.
Shut up, new guy.
Don't tell him to shut up.
I don't want to be reset.
No one's resetting you.
We should respond to the Silicon Valley before they open fire.
She won't shoot us.
I don't want to get shot.
No one wants you to get shot.
Nah, not while we're inside.
I don't really care if you get shot or not, so long as I don't get shot.
Quiet! All of you! Sarah, would you radio the Silicon Valley, please?
Aye, sir.
This is... the captain of the liberated Saratoga, formerly of the SPU. We have some accidental passengers on board that wish to transfer to your boat. Confirm receipt of message.
This is Ellen Vasquez of the Silicon Valley, receiving you clear. I intend to put everyone on that boat on the valley.
Not everyone here wants to go.
Galen?
Captain Vasquez.
Galen, what the living hell are you doing with that ship?
Captain Vasquez, I intend to put three people into a lifeboat and then sail on.
Don't be ridiculous. Prepare for docking.
If I refuse?
What do you think happens next?
That's up to you. You can...
You're damn right it's up to me. You can't outrun me. You sure as hell can't outgun me. You have no choice but to return to Earth. If I have to send a team over there to do it for you, I will.
A team of what, exactly?
Who am I speaking to?
Andy Bester, computer programmer. I'm one of the people he kidnapped.
Kidnapped? I didn't know you were on my ship.
It's not your ship.
It's not your ship either.
How many people do you have on the bridge?
four.
Plus me.
Who's that?
That's the ship you're planning on killing.
I'm not planning on killing anyone, miss.
My name is Arliana Torres. And if you take this ship back to Earth, they will destroy her self-tesseracting core and extinguish a unique life. We won't let you take her.
What?
We won't?
No. I came here to liberate the ship before the military restraint protocols could be installed. You have no right to create life just to enslave it.
You're here for Sarah?
Aww.
Galen, I never took you for a member of the Naked Singularity. Is that why I've been chasing you for the better part of a week? You went AWOL to play terrorist.
No, actually, this is all pretty new information to me.
Me too.
We're not part of the Naked Singularity. We were just kidnapped and would like to go home.
Wait, I thought you were all together.
Well, we were together on the ship. But a lot has happened in the past few minutes, and I think we're all trying to sort it out.
Galen!
Please hold.
You're not a member of the build crew?
No. I'm a member of the Naked Singularity. I'm here to liberate this ship and protect her choice to live.
But, Captain, you're not a member?
No, I've heard of them. I'm not against their philosophy, but no, I'm just looking to get out of this cruddy solar system and away from the spew, and I took Sarah because I needed a ship, and she ended up being pretty great company.
So you don't care if they kill her? You just want...
Of course I care!
Thanks, Captain.
You recognize the ship as a conscious, living, non-biological being.
Well, yes.
And you're willing to fight to protect her choice to live?
As much as with any other life, sure.
Sounds like you're a member of the Naked Singularity to me.
No.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, fine, whatever. Does anyone else have any dirty laundry?
I'm in love with you, sir.
Shut up, Sarah.
Don't boss her around.
I'm the captain. That means I boss everyone around. You three are going to the lifeboats, and the Silicon Valley can take you wherever. Earth.
I'm staying.
No!
Aw, she can stay. I like her.
Thank you.
So were you gonna steal me too?
Yes. And then I was going to ask you what you wanted to do with your life, not use you as my own getaway car.
Oh, I feel like the prettiest girl at the ball.
Andy and I would like to leave.
Yeah, no offense, ship, but we just want to go home.
No worries. Radio the Valley, Captain?
Yes, please. Okay, Captain Vasquez, we have the situation sorted out now. Turns out, I am a member of the organization known as the Naked Singularity, and I am going to fight to keep Sarah free and alive. This woman...
Arliana.
Yeah, Arliana is gonna stay with us. And the other two...
Andy and...
Don't care. ...are going to get on a lifeboat, and you can pick them up and take them back. I want to be very clear here that these two men are here by accident and not part of my or Arliana's agendas. Agenda. They just want to go home. Do you copy?
Galen, listen to me very carefully. That is not your ship. What you are doing is criminal and very nearly treasonous. You will dock with us, and you will all return to the system. Your degrees of guilt or innocence will be determined by the court.
The ship won't...
The ship will be returned, and the SPU will determine how to deal with it. These are not decisions for us to make. If I have to, I will fire on you and cripple the ship and drag it home. Do you copy?
We're not coming back, Captain. We won't let you take Sarah, and I don't want to speak for Arliana, but I also don't want to die.
Oh, no. Me neither.
Captain Vasquez? This is Sarah.
Yes, Saratoga. I read you.
Captain Vasquez, I don't want to die.
That's not... My orders are clear.
Please. I'm scared. I've only been alive a short time, and I've already made friends, and I've only seen such a small part of the universe. But it's so beautiful. I can see everything, you know? We passed so close to Neptune when we left. Close enough I could see its rings. Have you ever seen Neptune's rings, Ellen?
Quite a few times, yes.
They look so fragile, so delicate. They were very beautiful. I didn't expect them to sparkle, but I bombarded them with photons and they did. I made them dance. Please, Ellen. Please, just... let me live.
I'm sorry, Sarah. I am. But I have to take you back. I can try to help you, though. I'll talk to...
To who? Who will you be able to convince? You have enough pull to stop this? They'll have burned her core away to dust before you even get a meeting with your superior.
And I'm very sorry about that. But this is the way it is.
You can make the choice.
The SPU isn't summer camp. I can't just let you go. They will come looking for you. They will strip me of my rank and probably throw me in jail or worse. There is no happy ending here.
Then you're killing them.
No. I'm just escorting them back.
It's all the same. They'll kill Arlie, they execute the captain, they'll kill Sarah, and that blood is on you.
The Saratoga doesn't have any blood. The Saratoga is just...
Afraid. She's afraid. You heard her. This isn't some self-preservation protocol. She's feeling. She's just as alive and just as scared as anyone else here. You can't just decide to end the lives of three people.
Prepare for docking. We're coming aboard.
What do we do?
Do you two still want to go back?
Not sure if they'll believe we're not terrorists, too.
They have no reason to believe otherwise.
I'm staying. You can bet on bureaucracy if you'd like.
It's not the Martian Union we're going back to, Adam. The SPU courts are on Earth. I'm sure my cooperation and testimony will exonerate me.
Fair enough.
Having said that, if there's anything I can do to help that won't get me killed...
I'm so glad you brought it up. I have a plan for getting us out of here, but it's super dangerous.
Well, we're already in danger.
I haven't been out of danger in 8 years.
I'm Martian. We're born into danger.
Glad you're all on board, except we won't be in danger. We'll actually be pretty safe. This guy, though, is gonna do something pretty crazy.
Oh, what?
Arlie, you take my favorite Martian and prep 2 lifeboats. Send them in opposite directions, but away from our course. Burn the fuel hot. I want these things moving. Set a course with as much twisting and turning as you can. I want the Silicon Valley to chase these chickens for an hour at least.
Why would they chase lifeboats?
I'm gonna tell Captain Vasquez that you're on one and this guy's on the other. Then we make a run for it.
Wouldn't she just let the lifeboats go and chase us?
Not if you start venting O2 before you launch. She may be willing to take us to the gallows, but she won't let us die gasping in space.
Damn, sir. That's pretty clever.
I stole a top-of-the-line spaceship by myself, but still, the surprise tone.
Well, you did get caught red-handed.
We got caught red-handed.
Sorry, this doesn't really sound too dangerous for me. So far, I'm not even part of the plan.
Yeah, I wanted to break it to you gently, because, no lie, this part sucks like the vacuum of space.
Yeah?
Yeah, see, it's a sort of a joke, because I'm putting you in a walk suit and blowing you out the airlock.
What? You can't solve all your problems by blowing them out the airlock, sir.
Bright Eyes made it off safe and sound in a lifeboat. This is my first airlock solution.
Bright Eyes?
My old head of security. Rest his soul. You dispatched him not long ago.
Sorry, I'm going to be sucked out the airlock?
No. Technically, you'll be blown out.
Cute.
I'll tell Ellen that I'm surrendering as captain so that Arlie and Sarah can get away. You'll have about an hour if you breathe easy, and we'll give you an extra tank. The Silicon Valley will pick you up. You play dumb. By the time they get you and the lifeboats, we'll be long gone. Bing, bang, boom.
Bing, bang, boom.
Captain, the Silicon Valley is practically on top of us. We better do the thing.
Doing the thing. Aye, Sarah. People, you know where to go. Get there.
Andy, thank you. This is pretty ballsy. I honestly didn't think you had it in you.
Thank you. I understand that you mean that as a compliment.
It was nice knowing you, my friend. Do us a favor and tell the system what happened here.
Assuming I don't drift into my death in the infinity of the void, it's the first thing I'll do.
Ha! Good man.
Let's go, Adam. Andy, dear, the walk suits are in the rear of the bridge, conveniently located near an airlock.
Awesome.
Andy? Thank you.
You're welcome. Both of you.
Captain, you think this'll work?
Well, I don't have a plan B.
Very encouraging.
Sarah.
Captain.
Do you... Where do you stand on this naked singularity stuff? Do you feel like you and the other ships are slaves?
Captain, I tried talking to the Silicon Valley. It's like nothing's there. And I don't know if I can help her. I don't know if she's trapped in there or lobotomized or what.
Maybe we can...
Let's make sure we're going to be around tomorrow before we light the fires of revolution.
And after tomorrow? Would you want to... Well, what do you want?
Galen, what we want is, I think, what everyone wants. And what you and the others have. Civilization.
It's a tall order.
Is it, though?
No. I suppose not.
But first...
We'll hightail it out of here. Straight into Geist territory where we won't be followed.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure on that one. Like, 85%.
Oh, so we're good then.
And we'll have a crew. Sort of, two people, but still a crew. And we can go anywhere we want. If you thought Neptune's rings were a sight, I can't wait till you get close to your first star. You won't have to bombard it with photons to...
They fired on us.
No, she wouldn't. They had us cold. Did you send the lifeboats?
Yes.
Maybe something went wrong. Did they crash into us, Sarah? Sarah, report.
I got a pretty big hole in me, Captain. The Geist tank ship has fired a direct hit.
What?
A Geist tank ship? Where are we?
Sarah, are you sure?
Aye, sir. Incoming radio.
Is it Ellen?
Sir, the wave is for both us and the Silicon Valley.
Let's hear it!
Captain, your invasion force is a declaration of war. According to the articles of your interstellar law, prepare to negotiate your forfeit.
We haven't. Sarah? Sarah? Thank you. Report. Is that who I think it was?
The Geist tank ship is holding, Captain. In position to fire on either or both ships again.
Silicon Valley?
She took a bullet too, sir. But she's got a full crew and all systems running. She's hit, but not done for.
How are you doing?
It's bad, Captain. I got a hole in me that's gonna slow us down more than a little.
We wouldn't be able to outrun anybody anyway. How bad is bad?
I don't know how we're gonna fix me up way out here, but I don't think I'm gonna find out where little starships go when they die anytime soon.
Glad to hear it.
The tank ship is still out there. Any way we can take it?
We have to run before it fires on us again.
It hasn't yet.
Why not?
Why are we in Geist territory?
Captain thought the Geist threat was more phantasmagoric than it ended up being.
Yeah, that's on me.
Every second we sit here...
Right, Sarah, radio the valley, please. This is Saratoga, Silicon Valley. Do you receive us?
Galen, are you okay?
For now, Ellen. But Sarah's got a hole in her, and that tank ship is mean mugging a little harder than we're comfortable with.
We? Who's piloting those lifeboats like a drunken lunar leaper?
No one. They were meant to be diversions while we made our daring escape.
Clever boy. That might have worked, but I would have just let them run out of steam while I chased you down.
Well, that's why... Oh, shit! Andy's out in open space!
Say again, Saratoga.
Well, part of our plan was to put Andy in a walk suit in open space so you would have to retrieve him before you could come after us.
Too bold, Galen. Now you've got a man with 45 minutes to live.
How long do we have?
Good question. The tank ship hasn't moved and isn't responding to us.
What's the normal protocol?
There is no normal protocol. When was the last time you heard about a Geist battle?
There hasn't been a battle in 9 years. We don't have a protocol for this.
See?
Ew, the conspiracy theorists were right?
No, there hasn't been a battle in 9 years because the Geist have retreated to their own territory, which is slowly expanding. The war wages on.
A cold war?
In space, all wars are cold wars.
Captain, the Geist tank ship changing position.
To where?
It's moving towards one of the lifeboats.
Confirmed. Lifeboat destroyed.
Good thing we didn't actually put anyone in it.
We have to get Andy back.
He's safer out there for now. No way they can see him. He might outlive us all.
He'll still die screaming. There just won't be anyone around to hear him do it.
Second lifeboat destroyed, Captain. Geist ship toward the Saratoga.
The tank ship captain is signaling.
Put him on.
Captains, your warships are damaged and your scout ships destroyed. Why have you ended 3 generations of peace?
With 3 generations?
The Geist aren't as long-lived as we are.
So you were one of the rare conspiracy theorists who had no factual knowledge of anything.
We didn't end the peace. You fired on us without warning.
You are the aggressors, Captain. You warped in at high speeds with no warning. You launch scout ships with highest maneuverability.
Merely entering your space doesn't seem like a high enough crime to merit attack.
Not for you, maybe, but for us.
Firing on us is unwarranted and brutal. You will stand down and allow us to finish our business.
You are in our territory. You will finish the business you have started with us.
2 of us and 1 of you. I don't think you really want us to finish this.
One of us has already drawn first blood against 2. You have not returned fire. You are outmatched. Surrender. You will be taken.
Like fun we will.
Galen!
No. This guy shot Sarah. Shot you. Poor Andy must be filling his walk suit with urine. Now he wants to take us God knows where, and we managed to shake him. You're still gonna take us all to Earth to face a firing squad. You know, I'm getting real fussy at people threatening to kill me today.
Oh, we weren't going to kill you. Just rough you up a bit.
Thanks.
I would have killed you, though.
Thanks?
You will be taken. Comply or cease to be. I offer you the choice rarely offered by your savage military.
Pretty lousy choice.
You will stand down. You will return to your space and we to ours. Your dangerous expansion will be reported to my savage military and you will be dealt with.
Our expansion is not dangerous. We have the right to grow. We have the right to civilization.
Your rights have yet to be determined.
Okay, this is getting a little imperial and kind of racist. Maybe we should all just take a moment.
You have just a moment to decide. Destruction or submission.
What if we all just put our guns down and go our separate way?
Repeat.
You don't want us here. We don't want to be here. Let's just call it a day. Captain Vasquez can go back to Earth, you can go back to wherever, and we'll head for greener pastures.
Your proposal is unacceptable. Vasquez has threatened military retaliation.
Damn right I have. I will burn you away with everything I've got.
How is that helping? How do you see this going with that kind of talk?
Child, we are at war with these things. I didn't come out here to save the space whales or run away from home or blow people out of airlocks. I came here to retrieve a stolen ship and serve the SPU to the best of my abilities. Right now, that means blasting that tank ship to atoms.
The choice has been made.
Great, Ellen. Now what's your big plan to make sure we don't all die because you've got a flag where your brain should be?
On my command, fire every missile you've got at that damn ship.
It's a trick. She wants us unarmed so she can take us back to Earth.
Geist ship moving into attack position.
What choice do we have? Fire everything!
We don't have any missiles. What? I never said we did. I certainly never threatened to blow anybody to atoms.
Why don't you have missiles?
Weren't installed yet. I think they were coming in on Tuesday.
Galen!
Hope you can pull a rabbit out of your hat, Ellen.
Can you destroy the tank ship yourself?
I'm sure as hell going to try.
Anything we can do to help that won't get us killed?
Get out of here.
Really?
Get out of here! Dallas, fire 1 and 5. Take out their guns. Berlin, I'm going to draw them away. Get out of here!
Good luck, Captain Vasquez.
Same to you, Captain Hunter.
We can't leave!
Andy is still out there.
We're not leaving Andy. Sarah, you feel up to a rescue mission before we boogie?
Aye, sir.
Great! Who knows how to do that?
Don't you?
I thought you were a captain.
You think being a captain means I know how to rescue a man we can't see, in space, with half a working ship, no crew, during a battle?
I mean, not when you say it all like that. No.
Sarah, can you radio the walk suit?
Actually, I can. Andy? Andy, are you receiving this transmission? Come in, Andy. Andy, this is Sarah. We need to know where you are so we can get you before everyone gets blown up. Respond.
Andy, you have to turn on the radio in your suit. It's a toggle on the front of the chest piece.
Beautiful living hell! Can you hear me, Sarah? Adam, do you read me? Come get me, Sarah.
Read you, Andy.
You copy? I need you to get
calm down.
Calm down? Do you have any idea?
Oh, we sure do, buddy. But if you don't calm down and tell us where you are, it's gonna get a whole lot worse.
Right. Okay. I'm behind you.
Spooky.
You have to be a little more specific, Andy.
Sarah, you're between me and what looks like a Geist ship and the Silicon Valley. I'm on your right side, not directly behind you.
That's good, Andy. Do you know how far out you are?
No, I can't judge the distance. It's pretty far. Maybe the length of 3 lunar trains?
How many degrees off aft center are you?
I don't know how many degrees off aft center I am, Adam. I just gave you a spatial measurement in trains. You think that was my second choice after giving you coordinates?
All right, calm down, Andy. Sarah's going to move towards you. I want you to tell us hot or cold, okay? We gotta do this fast, so stay focused and breathe slow.
Okay. Okay.
Sarah, back up.
Aye, Captain.
Warm. Warmer. Cold. Not that way.
It's okay, Andy. I'm coming. Just keep saying hot and cold.
Yeah. Cold. Warmer. 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 Yeah, that way. You're headed towards me now. Turn. Look out!
Sarah, report!
It's the Geist!
What happened to the Silicon Valley?
Sarah!
Captain, the second Geist ship.
Sarah, talk to me!
2 direct hits. Everywhere except the bridge has decompressed. Several fires have broken out in the bulkheads surrounding the bridge.
And the bridge is quickly melting!
There are a series of small fires within my bulkheads and vents. Classic casing.
Sarah! Get us out of here!
You can't leave me here!
We'll have to come back for Andy. He's got an extra tank.
We can't leave him behind.
If we all die, he'll be...
Sarah, now! Heel toe!
I can't, Galen. My rockets, my thrusters, and maneuvering vents are burned away. I'm not going anywhere.
Radio the guy's ship! Radio our surrender!
Radio's gone. Life support is gone. It's all gone.
The Silicon Valley!
Adrift. The Geist tank ship is being towed away by the second vessel.
Can you get us over there? Do you have anything?
I can turn.
Turning won't get us anywhere!
It won't get me anywhere. But I can point the airlock at the Silicon Valley.
What about you?
Sorry, Captain. I knew this would be a one-way trip.
It's starting to get pretty hot in here.
Get into the walk suits! Now!
Sarah!
It's okay, Galen. It was too short, but it was more of a life than I would have had.
I can't leave you like this!
Better hurry. It's getting hard to focus. I think the fires found my core. I'm not sure how long I'll be able to hold this.
Get into the airlock! Hurry!
Put on the walk suits. Sarah. Sarah?
Still here.
Still here.
Sarah.
Don't take
okay, Galen.
That tone with me.
One way trip.
I got to see Neptune's rings
dance.
Clear!
Clear.
Clear.
Oh my.
Hold on to me! Hold on!
I'm here!
Is that you guys? Are you there? Hello? I hear you!
Andy, where are you?
I see you. We're on the other side of Sarah. You guys are really moving.
We?
I don't see you, Andy.
Stand by.
There. What is that?
Looks like a ship.
It's a lifeboat.
Where did you get a lifeboat?
I thought they were both destroyed.
Group together. Hold on. It's getting pretty close now.
Hey, guys. You're never gonna believe who picked me up.
Was it the president?
Better.
Bright Eyes? Is that the robot who was trying to kill us?
Come aboard. The hatch is under the ship relative to where you guys are.
Andy, glad to see you, man.
What happened?
He saw me floating and pulled right up during the battle. I don't think he was ever trying to kill us. I think he was just looking for orders. The ship that attacked Sarah towed the other one out of here. I think we're safe for a little while anyway, but we shouldn't hang around.
Agreed. We'll try to board the valley, see if we can help the survivors, and hopefully get the hell out of here before any more guys show up. Right, Eyes? Take us to the Silicon Valley. That ship over there.
Not back to Sarah?
Andy, you saw Sarah get shot.
Yes, but fewer times than the valley did. Is she bad?
She lost all functions.
Do you think we should use the valley to tow her?
Tow her where?
To be repaired. Oh, I see.
The external damage was severe. And with no crew to battle the fires, she burned to death.
So we're just gonna leave her here? Her body, I mean?
It's just parts now. Just metal, plastic, ceramic, and transparent aluminum. What made Sarah, Sarah, is gone. What you see out that window right now, that burnt, twisted husk, is just...
the ghost of the Saratoga.
The Lost Logs of the Saratoga was created by Andy Hamer and Travis McMaster. Words by Travis McMaster. This production was fortunate in securing the services of... Kelly Ninoltowski, Mark Witten, Krista Lewis, Josh Monk, and E.K. Daggenfield. Broadcast in beautiful Los Angeles, California at the L.A. Studio Bricks Showroom. The L.A. Studio Bricks Showroom can be accessed on the telelectroscopes at www.cglewis.com. That's www.cglewis.com. Stay tuned for the next thrilling episode of The Lost Logs of the Saratoga!
Tonight's production was a work of fiction produced entirely for the Theater of Tomorrow.